All right, let's start in number three, being a true friend. Okay, we did number one was speak honestly when needed. Number two, show kindness always. Number three, being a true friend, practice unconditional love. Okay, practice unconditional love. Does anyone want to give me a, raise your hand, tell me what you think unconditional love means? Teenagers? Come on, someone take a guess at it. Think about it. You should know this. Unconditional love. What's unconditional love? Do you mind?
When you love someone no matter what they do.
No matter what they do, no limits. You love them. Christ loves us with unconditional love. We are sinners. We disobey God. We break His commandments. We disappoint Him. All of us do. But that doesn't mean He loves us any less. He loves us just the same. He loves us more than anybody else could ever love us, no matter what we do. And that doesn't mean we just live how we want because He loves us no matter what. No, we try to please God, but He loves us unconditionally. And when you have friends, especially close friends, you need to love, practice unconditional love. The Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Anyone know what adversity is? Kind of an older word, don't use too much. Adversity. Adversity is like trials, problems, difficulties, struggles. And the Bible says that a friend loves at all times, in the good times and in the bad times. When your friend's doing great or when he's maybe in a low state. Unconditional love. Okay, underneath that, the bullet point says this. There will be times when your friends hurt you. Okay, literally hurt you, especially if you're a guy, beat each other up. But I don't mean like that. That's just being stupid. There's going to be times when your friends hurt you, and I mean they're going to say something that hurts your feelings, or they're going to do something that hurts your feelings. Whether it's by accident they hurt your feelings, or on purpose they get mad and they just say something really mean to you, trying to hurt your feelings. There's going to be times when your friends do that, and you're going to say, you're going to want to say, you know what, I'm done with that person. I am so stinking done with them. I'm sick and tired of all their junk. I am done. See you later, alligator, whatever, bye. And you're going to want to just write them off and just can't stand them. Practice unconditional love. There's going to be times when you hurt. There's going to be times when your friends hurt you. I think of I told the story a couple weeks ago on this lesson. When there was a guy at college, he was a friend. He wasn't a super close friend, but he was a friend. And I was getting ready to come home from school and get married. And I was going to, not really, I wasn't going to quit school. But, you know, in their eyes, I was quitting school. But I was just going to come home, get married, serve at my church, finish online, that kind of stuff. Well, this kid who was supposed to be my friend, you know, he came in and did the dorm. And when I was talking to some friends about leaving, and they were understanding, they were being true friends, understanding, listening. Well, this other kid comes in and gets in my face and starts calling me out. He says, you're an idiot. You're stupid. I know exactly what you're, and he was being rude. He was trying to hurt my feelings. I wasn't really a true friend. He hurt me. Now, to be honest, I did get a little mad. I did kind of write him off. Just kind of say, you know what? I don't need that right now. It was wrong. The next thing underneath that says this. Forgive, the next blank, forgive and do your best to forget. Forgive and do your best to forget. I've never forgotten about that day. It was a very pivotal moment for me. It really showed me a lot about this, that, and the other thing, and the whole situation. But you know what? If I saw him today, I wouldn't give him the cold shoulder. I wouldn't say, oh. No, I go right up to him and say, hey, man, how's it going? Are you doing all right? I would not be a jerk, and I would consider him a friend. He's in California, so I don't see him very often, nor have his number. But if I saw him, another kid, and this is actually someone that I was closer to, same time, I was getting ready to leave school. He was a friend of mine. We were close. We hung out. We were in the same class. We were both, we started out in freshman together and then sophomore and junior. And this guy was a good friend, and he went on Facebook. And they used to have this thing, I don't know if they still have it, but it was Facebook causes. And you could like set up a page for a cause, like to support the cause, support this. And he literally set up a Facebook cause against me. I think it's kind of a joke, but it wasn't really funny. And like, it was like, you know, Facebook cause, you know, stop. I was a class chaplain. Like I preached to my class every once a month. And he's like, you know, stop the cause to stop class chaplains from quitting on God and getting out of the ministry. And I'm like, and had all these things about me, you know, and he was just really just being a big jerk, totally. And it really bothered me. I'm like, man, what is the deal here? But you know what? I still talk to him. We're cool. We're fine. 7-8 years ago. Haven't forgotten about it. Because here's the thing. It is some things are just, we're not God. We can't forget. When God forgives us of our sins, he forgives us, and he doesn't really forgive us, but he takes the sins, forgives them, and then forgets about them. Forgets about them. Doesn't even bring them up again. Forgets about them. Now, it's very hard for us to forget. Very hard for you to forget. Someone that's wronged you or hurt you, we can't just forget that kind of stuff. We can try, like I said, forgive and do your best to forget. Try to forget it. And part of trying to forget it is the next part. Part of forgiveness is not bringing it up again. That's the next one. Part of forgiveness is not bringing it up again. Listen, when I see that kid at college, my buddy from school, if I see him, I can say, hey, remember that time that you set up that Facebook cause against me? You stinking jerk. By the way, it's good to see you. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. You don't bring it up. You know, me and Miss Marissa, if we ever have a disagreement or something like that, and we get mad at each other, we say things we shouldn't say, we apologize, forget about it. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, whatever. We're not, and the next week, it wouldn't be right to me to say, well, remember last week when you said this to me? Well, I'm going to. No, that's wrong. Part of forgiveness is not bringing it up again. Well, again, that's very hard to do, especially if someone, maybe you have a friend that makes the same mistake over and over again, or they say the same, they do the same things to you over and over again, and it gets really annoying and really annoying, so that when they do it again, you want to say, well, you know what, you've been doing this for this, and you want to just, listen, part of forgiveness, when you forgive someone, don't bring it up again. Try to forget about it. And even if you can't forget about it in your mind, don't let them know that you remember. Just try to forget about it and don't bring it up. Last one on number three. We got to get through this in the next 10 minutes or so, the 4 and 5. Friends are those, this is just a little quote. Friends are those who speak to you when others don't. Friends are those who speak to you when others don't. It's a true friend. Other people got an issue with you. Other people are maybe frustrated with you, and your friends are there for you and they help you out. I think of times in my life. I think of my brother. My brother, and he'll be the first to admit, he had some really rough years when nobody wanted to be around him. He had hurt my parents. He had wronged my parents. He had really used them up. And they were just, man, they were backed up against the wall. Their relationship was just, was stopped at the time. My sister, she was just, they weren't close. None of my other family was. He really didn't have a lot of friends because he was making so many rough decisions that no one wanted to be around him. And even I really didn't want to be around him. But I said, he's my brother, but he's also my friend. You can have siblings, brothers, and sisters, and they can still be your friends. He's my friend. He's my best friend, my brother is. And I said, I got to be there for him. And he's come to me afterwards and said, Donald, I really appreciate that you were there. You stuck it out with me, and I have. I've done my best. There have been times when I've gotten very, 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 very frustrated. And there'll be times when you get frustrated with people, whether it is, because listen, I know this is about being a true friend, but this isn't just about, it's about you being a friend. Hey, you can be a friend to your brothers and sisters. You can be a friend even to your parents. Listen, they're your parents and they're your brothers and sisters, but you can still be friends. That's good. That's important. So it's talking about being a true friend. So this can apply to anybody in your life. But practice unconditional love. Okay, number four, give when it hurts. Give when it hurts. Now, you're a teenager. You don't have a whole lot of finances to give, and that's understandable. Even if you do work, you got stuff you got to pay for. You got stuff to save up for. I understand that. But give when it hurts. You'll have times when your friend maybe they need some extra time with you. They want to talk about somebody. You may feel like you're really busy. Oh, I don't have the time. Just give a little bit. You may have to sacrifice some things. Give when it hurts. Underneath that, okay, there's a famous quote. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Famous forever. I don't know how long it's been around. A friend in need is a friend indeed. There's always someone in your life that has a need. And again, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm not just talking about things. I'm talking about maybe they need some extra care, some extra love, some extra time. They need a phone call. They need a hug, whatever it may be. A friend in need is a friend indeed. And I say this underneath. I say a friend in need needs a friend indeed. That's what I say. A friend in need needs a friend indeed. Okay, write that down. You can be a friend to somebody. You writing this down, Dayton?
Yeah.
A friend in need needs a friend indeed. The next one. I say a friend in need needs a friend indeed. Right underneath, okay, number four. Give when it hurts. Underneath that, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Underneath that, I say, a friend in need is a friend. Oh, a friend in need needs a friend indeed. Okay, that was my quote, slash, dash, Donald Savini, quotation marks. Okay, I'm publishing that quote all over Facebook. Don't ask. Okay, a friend in need needs a friend indeed. You can always help somebody, teenager. Like I said, this is not about money. This is about you going above and beyond to be a blessing, to be an encouragement to somebody. I think a right, perfect example, Ashley, raise your hand. I'm having some difficult times lately. You know, girls, you can say, hey, Ash, whatever you need, I want to help you. Hey, let's pray together. Hey, let's do this. That's going above and beyond. That's giving. You know, you may have to sacrifice some things. You may have to sacrifice some time that you may have had for something else. Can you please stop flipping your pen? Thank you very much. But be a help. Be an extra help. You got, like I said, you got brothers and sisters that maybe need help with homework. Man, go above and beyond. Okay? Do a little extra. Give until it hurts. Okay? And the last, under number four, this is just a little quote. A friend is never known till he is needed. A friend is never known till he is needed. A friend is never known, K-N-O-W-N, until he is needed. I'm thinking of a situation in my life. I was at college, and my bill was getting due, and I was just behind on payments for college. I think I owed $1,500 to the school. And I can't remember what was going on, whether I just spent my money on McDonald's or what. But either way, I didn't have the money. I did not have the money. And I was stuck. I can't remember if I got laid off from my job. It was my sophomore year. And I had a friend. He was one of the staff members. He's a young staff member. He was a skit guy. And he was obviously my authority. But we were also just friends. You know, he was just a really good. We hung out together. And I was really struggling. It was Sunday afternoon, and on Monday, I was going to get called into the office, and they were going to say, Donald, you have the money? And I was going to say, nope. And they were going to say, okay, then you're going to have to leave school. Hopefully you can come back next year, make sure you pay your bill. I was going to have to leave. That was the bottom line. I'd been financially withdrawn for like 2 weeks, and I was stuck. And he texted me and said, how's it going? I said, all right, I'm good. And I think because he was on staff, he knew that I was withdrawn, so he knew that I didn't have the money. And he asked me how much I needed. So, you know, how much money do you need or whatever? And I said, well, I need this much money. And I didn't think, I thought he just wanted to know. Well, he said, well, I just wrote a check for you. And I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. I'm like, for how much? And he wrote me a check for $1,500. And the guy was not by any means rich or wealthy at all. He was a staff member at North Valley Baptist Church, Golden State Baptist College. They don't get paid a lot. And he sacrificed. He sacrificed big time. And listen, years later, probably 3 years later, he called me and said, hey, because he had said, listen, pay me back when you can, pay me back if you can later on, but don't stress about it. Well, I had just kind of, you know, I thanked him, obviously, and then I paid my bill, and then I was home, you know, married, and just like, okay. Well, he said, hey, can I get that money back? He said, my wife's got some medical bills, and I got to give it back to him. But listen, at the time, he sacrificed big time to help me. Now, that was finances. And there'll be a time in your life when you'll have jobs, and you'll be married, and you'll have kids, and blah, blah, and life's going to be tight. Unless some of you go off and become win the lottery or something, or get these amazing jobs, and you're making billions of dollars. But listen, most of the time, everybody's going to start off small. But listen, the Bible says, cast thy bread on the waters, and after many days, it'll return to you. And what that's saying is, listen, if you give and give and give, God's going to give back to you. God will bless you. After your tithe, after you give to missions, but if you can go above and beyond and just try to be a help to somebody, just try and give, God will bless you. God will bless you. God will give it back to you. So give when it hurts. There's been times in my life when I thought, the Lord said, you know what, I think you need to give that person some money. I think you need to help that person. And I said, okay. Well, where am I going to get it? How am I going to get that? I'm like, okay, I want to do that. But Lord, if I do this, you know that I have to pay for this and this for my, so I'm just going to trust you. And I have. And there have been times when I've not wanted to, and I've probably done it with the wrong spirit. I've said, here, take it. And they're trying to pull it away. I'm like, but I've given. I said, okay, you know, here, I want to be blessed to you. I want to help you. And God has blessed me. And God's provided for me in a special way. So number four, give when it hurts. Give when it hurts. Number five, the last one, we're finished with the lesson after 7 or 8 weeks. Number five, being a true friend will push you towards God. Will push you towards God. A good friend, a true friend will push you towards God, will help you get closer to the Lord, will encourage you to do right, will encourage you to respect and obey authority, will encourage you to go to church. That is what a true friend. A true friend is not going to be the one that's doing this. Excuse me. When Pastor Donald's preaching, it's going to be like this. Hey, bro, just, you know. Okay, that's not a true friend. Listen, it's taken away. It's taken away from what God's doing. Okay? A true friend's not going to be the one that says, hey, you know, Pastor Donald scheduled that, you know, activity, you know, whatever. Wasn't that so stupid? That was the most boring activity ever. All we did was knit the whole time and write letters to, you know,
Santa Claus.
It was horrible. It was just such a bad... Listen, that would be a terrible activity, by the way. But listen, a true friend will not do that. They'll encourage you to do right. They'll push you towards the Lord. They'll say, hey, you know, you coming tomorrow? Like on Facebook. Hey, you coming tonight to church? I didn't see you last week. We missed you. Or, hey, the activity this Friday night, I hope you can come. It's going to be great. You know, need a ride? You know, by the way, you want to sit over my house so that you can just come with me? Whatever it may be, that's what a true friend will do. They'll push you towards God. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, there's a person named Amnon. And I won't tell you the entire story, but verse 3 of 2 Samuel 13 says this, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. Jonadab was Amnon's friend. Jonadab was not a good guy at all. And I won't take you through the whole story because we don't have time. But Jonadab convinced Amnon to commit a very, very wicked, awful sin. I'll actually just tell you what it was. He convinced him to trick his sister into rape his own sister. It was terrible. An awful, awful story. It was a friend. Amnon had a friend. Did that friend push him closer to the Lord and push him to do right? Not at all. The opposite. And you may have friends in your life right now, especially, listen, if you go to public school, it's even easier because you're surrounded by so many people that want friends. You may have people in your life that you can think about, man, people that I hang out with. Are they helping me get closer to God, or are they drawing me away from God? Are they helping me do right, or are they kind of helping me do wrong? Now, listen, in the end, you make your own decisions. You can't blame your friends for bad decisions. You make the decisions. But if you have friends that are encouraging you to do wrong, listen, that's not a true friend. You've got to pick your friends wisely. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. What fellowship have darkness with light? You've got to make sure you're around the right kind of friends. And listen, you say, well, there's nobody around me that wants to do right. Well, you have a youth group. Maybe you're not even thinking about the youth group. See, there's just no one. Then listen, then you may have to go alone a little bit and wait on God to give you the right kind of friends. Say, Lord, I don't want to have the wrong kind of friends, but I'm really having a hard time finding the right kind of friends. Lord, please help me. And listen, if you can just have the Lord be your friend, listen, I'll be your friend. Miss Mercer will be your friend if that's what it takes. And we do. We love you. But trust God. He'll give you the right kind of friends. A good friend will push you closer to God. The last quote underneath is this. He is your friend that pushes you nearer to God. He is your friend that pushes you nearer to God. Find friends that are going to encourage you to do right. And those that aren't encouraging you to do right, that doesn't mean to be a jerk to them and totally write them off and never speak to them again. But listen, you've got to stand up for what's right. And listen, there may become a time when they're saying, man, you don't really do the things you used to do. And they're going to write you off. That's okay. Listen, you've got to be a true friend. True friend speaks honestly when needed, shows kindness always, practices unconditional love, gives when it hurts, and pushes you towards God. Please, practice those things in your life, teenager, with your friends, in finding friends, in being a friend. And the last one, did you miss it totally because you weren't listening? The last one is this, buddy. Number five, push you towards God. He is your friend that pushes you nearer to God. Okay? So, teenager, you can do these things. Keep these things. Remember these things, all right? And man, you be that true friend. I have true friends in my life that do these things. And listen, we're not perfect. You're gonna miss some of these things once in a while. You're gonna forget to show kindness. You may make a wrong decision. You may write somebody off, or you may what are the other ones? You may not want to give. But listen, do your best to do these things. Forgive people. Try to forget. Listen, you'll be a friend that everybody wants to have, because you'll be a true friend. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Bless the services today. Thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for being such a wonderful friend to us. Lord, help us all to be true friends and practice these biblical truths. Your precious name. Amen.